Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Thanks for being here today. Before we dive in, I do want to encourage you, if there's anything that we can encourage you with, anything that we can pray for you about, we'd love to hear from you. The easiest way to do that is to simply drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Well, one of the things that I get invited to teach about pretty regularly, especially when it comes to teenagers, is the idea of friendships. The kind of friends that we allow in our life will really shape us, and they'll change us, and they'll mold the direction we go. Proverbs has a lot to say about friends. It says in Proverbs 18, verse 24, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." And so today, I just want to think about this idea of protecting those friendships. The kind of people that we hang out will determine, as Andy Stanley says, the direction and the quality of our lives. I've heard another person say that if you show me your friends, I'll show you your future, which is a way of saying the people we hang out with will shape us, that we'll begin to look like them. And so I ran across an article that I saved years ago in Evernote that I thought was super helpful just to remind us that we need to pay attention to who we hang out with, that it's one of those practical areas of our life. It's one of the ways that we learn to discern God's voice, that we begin to discover His will, and so we need to pay attention to those friendships. There's the country song called "Looking for Love" by Johnny Lee, and there's that line that so many people know, "Looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces." And I really think that that song has become sort of a theme for too many people's lives. I want to encourage you, as you think about the verse from Proverbs, this idea of a friend that sticks closer than a brother, protect those friendships. And honestly, one of the reasons why people struggle having that kind of friend is because they've allowed the wrong kind of friends in their life. God wants to help you. God wants to help me make wise choices about our friendships. And that includes business colleagues, that includes spouses, that we would find the right people to have close to our heart so that we can discover and live out God's best. Chances are, you've been used at some point. You've been abused at some point. You've been abandoned or taken advantage of at some point. And so today's simple reminder is to begin to listen to the right voices, to bring the right voices in your life, and because you know that they'll help you make the right decisions. And once you get started in that and you start having those right relationships, God does something pretty special in it. I think God will open the door to new relationships, new friendships, ones that are connected to our destiny, that are connected to our purpose. And one of the things that you'll find is you'll be able to discern God's will better. You'll be able to follow His lead easier, and you'll be in a better place personally by having the right kind of friends. And so I want to encourage you to think about that today. And just to give you a personal testimony, that my wife and I have experienced so many good things based on having some really incredible friends in our life, and we're super grateful. Maybe today you want to pray some prayer like this to say, "Dear Jesus, I pray over the next 30 days or so that you'd help me to find the right kind of friends and be discerning about the friends that are in my life. God, I do believe that you have a will, you have a plan for my life. Help me to know the right people that will help me discover it and to live it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen." I hope you have a fantastic day, and we'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.